knee, hip or back pain? We can help at the Good Feet Store, Katara.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up Newcastle's best. Live and free, Triple M's Tanya and Steve.
Good morning.
Hello, mate.
Hello, how are you?
Did you find any blood?
Yeah, thanks very much for asking.
Good. Okay, we can all blood move test. Forward and relax.
Yeah.
Good news.
Yeah.
Yesterday, if you don't know, Tanya's been trying to get blood tests and they can't find any blood, and the authority said, because she's an alien. Watch. See? If you throw it out, she'll answer back as an alien.
Yeah, we did it. Heated blanket, popped the vein, all good.
So perfect. So that fake little bit of blood that I gave you to trip down your arm?
That's it.
Yeah. You wait till they come back and they tell you, A, you're pregnant.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Oh, don't you love fasting?
Yeah.
Fasting for blood tests and things. Isn't that a joy?
It's weird, you know, if you can go, you know, 12 hours without food, which you usually do overnight anyway.
Yeah.
No biggie. But when you're told you're fasting, oh, my God, I'm so hungry.
Oh, I'm so with you, Effie. So with you.
Yep.
So true, isn't it?
It is that mind thing.
Of course it is.
Except for with me, and I know you too, but the hours we work, I'm right with the food. It's the no coffee.
Yeah,
I'm like, no,
true.
I'm sorry. I did breakfast radio. You'll never get a blood test out of me again.
Yes.
And that was, I think, 1985, the last time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is. It's fasting when you're told.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
And the good thing is, because of your elimination diet that's going, you had to fast, then you had your blood test, and I rang her right.
Yeah.
She went running out to have
a coffee.
And did you?
Yeah.
It was the best coffee you've ever had.
Yeah.
And then what about that beautiful meal? A nut.
Four, if you please.
Sometimes you're a pig.
Elimination diet day three today.
No, I'm starting properly today. I couldn't because of the darn blood test. But anyway.
Okay. In her defence, so I'm backing that.
Okay, yeah.
I keep pushing the day forward every day.
Why don't you start next Monday? You're already halfway through this week. Look, you know what I mean?
Enough about my medical issues. How's your bottom, Rise?
Yeah, Risey.
Steve. New general manager started here yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, she was in the building.
Yeah.
She was here last week
for
a meeting, a big staff meeting, and I kind of ducked out heaps quick because I couldn't be bothered, if you know what I mean. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, I had to run last meeting. Tanya goes to her yesterday. Risey always has to run to the toilet because he has IBS.
That's right.
Irritable bowel syndrome. And she was like, oh, do you? And I was like, no, I don't. And there was no coming back from it.
I walked off and spent an hour with her explaining it's not true.
It's a help, Rise, because now whenever you want to get out of a meeting, you've got IBS. Hey,
I don't know whether to hug you or punch you. I don't know. That could be the best.
I think you're actually fine.
All right.
Exactly.
I don't mind that.
I think you'll find it's a deflection from her medical issues. Right. She's like, I'll just throw some at Riley and take the heat off.
Exactly.
You know how quickly you saw it yesterday?
Yeah.
She's walked, hi, how you going? Risey always runs to the toilet, has irritable bowel syndrome. Oh, nice to meet you, Kristen.
Yes.
I don't, I promise. And she's just looking at me like,
There's no shame in it, Rise.
I know. Absolutely no shame if you have that problem.
I just thought I was helping.
I think I managed to convince her, right?
Did you?
That you don't have yet.
No.
She's still a little concerned about how many bongs you have a day. I may have mentioned that.
We're here for you.
It's good to have mates like Tanya and Steve, everyone.
Really? Fight? Hey, Dave.
Hello, guys. A bit of a controversial decision at Newcastle Council meeting last night. They've approved two high-rise towers on a really narrow block of land between King Street and Hunter Street. Now, these plans have gone before council several times before and been knocked back a number of times, but they got through last night. Now, one of the towers is 14 stories high, the other 10 stories, and they'll be built smack bang in the middle of two other high-rise buildings that are already there. And at the closest point, there'll be a gap of just 4 metres between these towers. Residents in the apartment block say the new towers will block sunlight for all but 1 hour of the day. Obviously, their views are no doubt going to disappear as well. But then, on the other hand, should the developer of these new towers be penalised because they're the last one in, essentially? The land was always going to be developed, so it's a bit of a tough one. But, they're not happy there.
How can it be a tough one when it doesn't actually meet the standards? The standards are that there has to be more than 1 hour of sunlight per day.
You would think so. Well, the council staff have recommended this to be approved, so they've looked at it and say that it does tick the boxes.
Well, you know what was interesting? I got an email in my inbox yesterday. It was just part of, I think, a Herald story that they were sending out. The councillors were already on notice yesterday. The developer had said earlier in the day, if you vote against this tonight, we're going to the Land and Environment Court. It was like a threat.
Yes, essentially it was, yeah.
So, I mean, that none of that sounds good. And no. If you're a resident in one of those existing towers or buying into the original, how paid off would you be?
True, but look, obviously the developers got a case and they you know, it's got up, so...
And how come the mayor and someone else declared pecuniary interest?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know whether the background of that, but yeah, so the Lord Mayor didn't take part in the vote last night and another councillor as well. I'm not sure what their link is there, but yes.
What would be... Oh, so you're not sure because it's like, well, she should be there.
Oh, well, it's probably good that she's not there if there is some sort of connection. Yeah, she's got an interest in that this particular block of land. Why she didn't vote on it. But, yeah, well, messy one.
Don't you reckon there needs to be a few more questions asked, though?
Yeah.
Instead of just accepting that this is it, guys. Get over it.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, the councillors, they vote, I think it was 8-3 in favour of it. So clearly they might know something we don't know. But, they've backed it and it's going to happen. So.
Okay. It's worth the question, though, because there's the three councillors were John Church and...
Brad Luke.
Yeah.
It's like another job for Jeff Toovey, mate.
Needs to be an investigation. Yeah.
Now to the US election, and Melania Trump has pulled out of her first appearance at a campaign event because she's still suffering from coronavirus symptoms. So this news broke a short time ago. The First Lady was set to join Donald Trump at his Pennsylvania rally, but her chief of staff has released a statement saying Melania has a lingering cough, so won't be travelling. Not a good look, I guess, to be hacking up a lung on stage, but maybe she didn't really want to be there and she's not there. She said,
can't stand the awkward embraces.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
There's not much love there. She said last week that her symptoms hit her all at once, saying she had body aches, a cough, headaches and felt extreme fatigue. So clearly she was unwell and obviously she wasn't given the same drugs that Donald was given, because he's
Superman, mate.
He's thriving, yeah. But speaking of COVID, how's this for being brave? Volunteers in the UK will be deliberately infected with the virus as part of vaccine trials. A bunch of healthy young people will get the virus in January after being jabbed with a potential vaccine. This is a world-first trial aimed at speeding things up. Now, researchers say the decision to do something like this is not taken lightly, but they believe it will get things rolling quicker on a treatment. They'll then be kept in isolation while they're monitored. But, yeah, essentially a human guinea pig. Is that brave? Or?
Do they get paid for that or something? Who would do that?
I don't know if they're getting paid for it or not, but you'd hope so. You'd be wanting some danger money for it.
Yeah, for sure.
How old do we know?
They say young, so I'm assuming, 20s.
Yeah,
you'd have to think, yeah.
Well, look, there's lots of them.
Yep. Pretty much with tea.
I'm joking.
Plenty to go round.
I'm joking.
They should be right, though.
Very, very brave people.
And there's not enough jobs.
We need to wipe a couple out.
All elimination.
Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Dave.
Good luck to them.
Do you know what? We didn't think this year could get any weirder, but we've now come up with a theory. Now, it's only our theory that there is a thing out there called a COVID baby.
Yeah, well, also, your practical joke yesterday, I didn't think life could get any worse. Very funny, you two. Ricey quietly, Ricey's got an announcement. Ricey, we're having another baby. I thought you can't.
Not that kind of COVID baby.
That's not a COVID baby.
Because there's probably going to be plenty of COVID babies next year. This is a different COVID baby, right?
Yeah, so my brother and his wife, their daughter, Pippi, was born in January. February, sorry. Early in the year, just before.
Rise.
Great uncle.
Get on.
Anyway, so there's a theory. There's no research on this, but Tanya and I were talking about this when you were away on Monday, Steve, because she doesn't love being... We were at a party on the weekend and she got passed around to a few people. I actually only held her for the first time on the weekend.
Yeah.
And there's a theory that COVID babies, so babies that have been babies through COVID, aren't socially adaptable to people being, like, apart from their mum and dad.
Makes sense.
Right? Well, wouldn't that be nice if we met Lily?
Yeah, she's a pre-COVID baby.
That's no excuse for Lily. But we were thinking of it because...
That's his youngest daughter who Tanya and I have still not met. Mm.
But most babies born through COVID, one, they haven't seen people. That people haven't been visiting, like grandparents, uncles, aunties, all that sort of stuff. And even if they have, they go, oh, I won't have a hold just in case, like, I'm sick or I've got a cold or something like that.
And a new baby is passed from... Like, they're like a football.
They definitely
they
are.
They get passed around. Everyone has a jiggle.
Yep.
So I understand that. So they're quite unsettled.
Yeah.
You found Pippi was really unsettled at the party.
Yeah, really unsettled. So she had a hole with me. I think she went to my mum, so Nan, and then she went back to Dad, so my brother, and she just lost it for the rest of the night. She was a mess.
She was a mess.
She was a hot mess. She was dead set. Like, she was so unsettled. And we were saying, geez, maybe because she just got passed around a couple of times, she's not used to it.
Yeah, I think there's something in it. What do you think?
Well, considering I was adopted and sat in a ward for 5 months getting fed by nurses,
and
I think it might affect them down the track.
I do too. I mean, look at you.
I can't stand people.
there's some major issues
there's
here.
A lot of COVID babies that are going to be just like me. You won't go to meetings. People will bother you.
I didn't think about this.
Yeah.
I've exactly been COVID. Pippies. I've done it.
You have, actually.
Yeah. Totally. Yes. And there will be an affliction to people being bothersome.
Well, there's plenty of research about that. Like, about your kind of like situation when you were a baby. So, yeah.
Think about it. That ordeal that you went through before your memory, but it's there.
But it shapes you, kind of thing.
Yeah, they do. They do say that there are problems
absolutely
with that kind of life beginning.
Definitely.
And what you're talking about, even though Lily's getting cuddles, Pippi's getting cuddles.
Off mum and dad,
it's still not. It's a different affliction because she's not used to noise and being passed about.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mine were just strange nurses, whatever shift it was.
And I bet the sound beep, beep, beep.
Yep.
You know, that kind of hospital noise.
Yep.
That's probably your only comfort.
I can't tell you how relaxing that is for me.
Is it?
So on my deathbed, I'll be like, oh, 99. This is the most relaxed I've been since I was a baby. but it is true.
Yeah.
And you think about it, all the different women that fed me in 4 month period.
Oh, it's just all, come here.
I know, but that's what I'm thinking. No wonder
Tanya's
I'm a breast man.
Breastfeed, Steve.
No, I was about to give him a cuddle.
No, okay, I'm going to breastfeed him.
Please, Tanya, tuck it back in.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
Although we're talking about mothering and nurturing.
No, I was cuddling him.
As I mentioned, though, that might be a reason why I'm a breast man, do you think?
Probably.
Do you think?
Yeah, didn't get enough as a kid.
You're like, wah, 7:40, good morning, nurse.
Maybe just settle for a cuddle there, Tanya.
Okay, thanks, Ross.
Thank you, Rosie. You bastard. I can't talk to this guy. I'm going to slip over here a little bit.
Why?
Because you know I get nervous around school captains. I'll dob me in for something.
Well, yesterday, obviously the HSC started and they had English, and today they have English Part 2, and we thought we'd catch up with one upstanding young man from the Hunter school community. He is, in fact, the school captain of Hunter Christian School, and his name is Reagan. G'day, Reagan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very well.
You ready to go, mate?
Oh, I think about as ready as you can be, to be honest.
Been a crap year, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been a unique year, I like to say.
Oh, yeah. There we are.
How did yesterday go, Reagan?
I think it went all right overall. There were a few curveballs in there, but overall, it's kind of what I was expecting to happen.
What sort of curveball, mate?
I know there's a lot of memes going around about our certain photo picture that we had to analyse. That was a bit of a surprise.
Oh, I didn't see that. What was it?
Oh, some abstract modern art painting of a guy rowing a boat with a pencil. So, you know how lovely that sounds to analyse?
Oh,
tell you what, that's going to get you in good stead for your future.
What was the general consensus when you guys all walked out of the exam? Were some going, nailed it, others going, had no idea, or was everyone still on the same page?
There were a fair few people that said that they thought it was pretty easy. I was probably on the side of that was really difficult, and I hated that. But
good side to be on, mate. Good side. I think if you're on that side, Reagan, you'll be pleasantly surprised when your results are good.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. Mm.
What's it been like for you guys, though, preparing in, like, we always know HSC year is a tough one. There's a lot of stress involved. And, you know, people like us always say, hey, don't forget, it's not the be-all and end-all. But you've been studying for this for 13 years, and you guys, class of 2020, have had it tougher than any other class.
Yeah, I think it really depends on how you look at it, because I think for me it was kind of like, because study is so regular, like it kind of was the one normal thing in my life while everything else was just going crazy with COVID. So other than when we were stuck at home, I think school was kind of like a good thing to keep me sane.
That's good attitude.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Tell you what, Reagan, start here. Blokes like you and I usually go toe-to-toe. I love your attitude.
Mm.
I love your attitude. It's like you're just not going to blame 2020. You're not going to blame anything because it gave you ample time to study. But how about still missing out on all the
social bits
and the social stuff, which is all part of that, you know, it's your rite of passage.
Yeah.
Yeah, there have been a fair few things we've missed out on so far, but I don't know. I feel like my school's done a pretty good job to try and compensate, especially since we're a smaller school. We can kind of do some things that bigger schools can't. Like, we're still having a kind of variation on the formal, so I've been looking forward to that a lot.
Well, that's good. And what about your future? Has this year changed your thinking as to what you might want to do next year?
I think towards the start of the year, I was pretty set on doing law, and I'm still pretty dedicated to doing that at Newcastle Uni, and I think I kind of use that as like a, well, no matter how crazy things are, hopefully I'm doing law next year.
Yeah.
True.
Well, we wish you all the very best.
And if it all falls over, mate, as everyone knows, there's loads of jobs in media these days.
absolutely.
We might see you back at Newcastle Uni studying next year, actually.
Oh, let's hope.
We might be there.
Isn't it possible? I was going to meet you at Centrelink.
Reagan, we wish you all the very best, you and all your cohorts there. You can nail this. Good luck.
Yep.
Oh, thank you very much, yes.
There's good on you, buddy.
Reagan, school captain, Hunter Christian School. Great bloke.
Oh, great attitude. Such a young 17, 18-year-old kid.
I know.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, no, I'd be bitching like hell. Oh, COVID, no wonder I failed.
Well,
bloody
exactly,
COVID.
Using it as an excuse.
I would have had this nailed if it wasn't for COVID. All the excuse under the sun. And well, he's just going, no.
I know. Well, good luck, everyone. English part two today.
Just everybody stop.
Okay.
This is very serious.
What?
My mental mate over here has lost the plot.
What has she done now,
stop
Steve?
It.
Okay. Have you got any Chrissy music there, mate?
Oh.
I'm just going to read something out that's on a website to Santa Claus. Please listen carefully. Dear Santa, my name is Tanya. I'm a girl. Well, never can be too sure these
exactly
days.
Exactly.
And I am already 36 years old. I live in the great city of Hamilton. Of course, that's in Australia.
Of course.
But I'll bet you knew that, didn't you, Santy? This year, I've been so good that I should be the angel on top of a tree.
That is good.
Hasn't finished, Ross. Santa, some things I might like for Christmas are...
Oh, here we go.
George Clooney, Chris Hemsworth, and Zac Efron.
Greedy.
Santa Claus, here is my special message to you. Love, Tanya.
I told him I believed. Now, the thing about this, Steve, is that that is a website you can upload a letter to Santa, like I did this morning.
No, Tanya, that is not the thing about it. That is not at all the thing about it. The thing about it is, A, you wrote to Santa. B, I don't know whether your husband's going to be happy when you get George Clooney, Chris Hemsworth, or Zac Efron.
Exactly.
But C,
well, C, what is C?
Actually think you're 36.
Hey, Santa wrote back immediately and said, great flying fruitcakes, Tanya. Are you pulling my leg? You can't possibly be 36 years old already. It seems like only yesterday that I was leaving presents for a certain gorgeous little girl. And here you are now, practically one of my elves. There you go.
Rising.
There was something else to that.
That was edited. It was. I've got it here. It says you can't possibly be 36-year-old. I've seen your Facebook profile photo.
Look, what the heartbreaking bit about this is.
What did he say about your presents? Did he say he'll work on it?
Look, he said, please understand that whilst the elves, particularly Elf Sherlock, is working hard to bring me my gifts, some of the gifts that I asked for may not be in his sack. But he said some.
That's right.
So that means at least one of the three I'm getting for Christmas.
Isn't that exciting, girls?
Yay!
Great news, girl.
Yay!
A 36-year-old grown woman has written to Santa, and you too can get a movie star in your sack.
Oh, hey! Nick, quick, jump on.
Oh, my God, send me the website. So
what is the website? Is it easy to find, or you just go write a letter to Santa? If you Google writing a letter to Santa for 2020 or something.
I don't think so. I think it's much more special than that.
Okay.
I think I better write to a dear Santa.
It's emailsanta.com if anyone wants to get involved, particularly kids.
Please send mental medication.
Immediately.
We've signed a 2-year contract. Can't see her making it. Love. Elf Steve.
You can say what you like, but I reckon I'll get Zach in my sack for Christmas.
I can't tell you how that sounded. But it sounded like you need cream brew. What's brought this on?
Oh, look, it's just a Twitter thread that's running around, and it's hashtag real signs you're getting old, and people are just jumping on board the moment they realised they're getting old.
Yep.
But here's the thing. Here's the catalyst. Have a listen to this song. Baggy Trousers, Madness, was released closer to the end of World War II than it was to us today.
There you go.
It was released in 1980, which is 35 years after the end of World War II.
We are now 40 years after 80. Wow.
Doesn't that make you feel old?
That is a real sign you're getting old. Yes.
That song was, I can't get my head around that, but it's true.
I find not being able to not make noises getting up and down is my dead giveaway.
Give me an example.
Well, hang on. I'll have a bit of a sit.
Now get up again, Steve. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about some real signs that you're getting old on 49421029. What are they?
Where are my glasses? On your head, Dad.
Oh, this is good. We need to hear from you when that moment that you realised, oh, my God, I really am getting old. Some people were saying the minute they saw, like, in the – there's a Facebook page rattling around – you know, antiques from the past.
Yep, yep.
And it was a TV that you and I would have used when we were kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. One of the ones that had the 3 and the 5 and they had the dial.
Yes. Only, with a huge back.
The big box TVs. Yeah. Almost. Seriously, though, that's only 10 years ago. 15. Well, you're not.
Yeah, I know.
But you know what I mean.
But seeing those old TVs, you know you're getting old when they're called an antique.
Totally.
Every time.
Pre-technology.
I've got a real sign I'm getting old. All I want for Christmas is a Dyson vacuum cleaner. So in the past, I would have asked for something cool, but all I want is a vacuum cleaner that can pick up all the rubbish from
recently
home.
Visiting my friend Brett, who had a birthday yesterday, big one, and we were on the veranda, and about 10 minutes in, we both went, oh, God, listen to us. We were discussing medications.
Oh, no.
That's a sign you're getting old.
Yeah. It was like, that one or whatever. It was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's one from my side of the fence. Last night I was trying on Halloween costume, and it requires red stilettos. Mm. I put my one pair of red stilettos on and looked in the mirror and went, I remember you guys. Kicked them back off and put on some Skechers.
Good girl. Good girl.
Something more comfortable.
Because and remember what our parents said. Don't worry, in the future you'd rather be comfortable than look good.
Absolutely.
And we were like, I don't think so.
That's never going to happen.
Nothing like trackies at Woolies. Hello, Kerry.
Hello, Steve.
Kerry, give us the sign you're getting old.
I took up knitting during COVID. I'm only 52 and I have to write down where I'm up to because I can't remember.
Oh, there you go, Kerry. There you go, mate.
Have you made a complete scarf?
I've made a blanket.
Oh.
How's my scarf going, Tanya?
Steve's still waiting for my scarf, Kerry.
Tanya too started up knitting. Like many of the other things she starts up.
She knew that. Shh, let's not talk about scarves.
Let's not. Hello, Tony.
How we going, guys?
Yeah, you know you're old, mate.
Mate, my young fella got a lucky dip there at school and it was an old cassette, but it was brand new, obviously. And he walked back in and he says, oh, this was from the olden days. He said, your era, Dad. It wasn't that old. It wasn't that long ago. It was only a couple of years ago. He said, yeah, but that's a CD back then.
He's right.
He's so right, Tony.
Yeah.
Cassette tapes.
Just that in itself, though, Tony. The olden days.
that was great when he said the olden days.
Yeah, make you feel really good.
I hope you grounded him. D, you know you're getting old when?
Oh, there's been quite a few reminders lately, but this one probably did it. I've been colouring my hair for years and just colouring over my natural brunette, but yesterday my hairdresser informed me that I'm probably more of a natural grey now, so we need to start lightening towards that to make it blend a bit better.
Oh, my God, sack that hairdresser. How dare they be
I
honest?
I thought I was brunette. No, I think I might keep her. They're telling me the truth, so.
Thanks, D.
Oh, I love it.
Hello, Jackie.
Hi.
You know you're getting old, Jackie, when?
You open your mouth and your mother comes out.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. What was the one that really went, oh, my God, that's my mum? What was it?
Well, I mean, in my day, when you're talking to the kids, you know, and I just said to her on the phone earlier, I said, oh, mum, we're getting old, and she went, speak for yourself.
Yeah, yeah, and there's nothing better, Jack, than doing I'll give you something to cry about.
We'll wrap it up, guys. You know you're getting old with Darren.
Hey, Darren, what is it?
Oh, I haven't washed my feet in 13 years because I can't reach them anymore.
There you go. That's right, mate.
That's disgusting.
I think it's time for Darren to call the kids in. Wash your father's feet, will you?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Imagine his toenails. Darren, go to a podiatrist, please.
Yeah, then I'm too scared I might go arse up in the shower. So.
Thank you, Darren.
You know, a standout only happened to me last night, and this is going back to knowing you becoming your parent.
Yeah.
When I pulled up outside my house and there wasn't a park, I was not happy. I was, and I mean, not just old bugger, yeah. I was not happy.
Really?
It was.
That's a dad thing.
Very much.
Yeah.
Because I've got no driveway.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I've had a park for 2 years, suddenly.
Someone's taken that park.
Or more people have moved in down the road and they're flogging my park.
Oh, no. What are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
Yeah. just rant and rave.
Just bitch about it on the radio, go crook, probably tell a few mates down the pub and then that'll be it.
That's it.
Thanks to the Good Feet store in Katara. This is Triple M with Tanya and Steve. Make sure you head in today. They're doing some exciting stuff in store at the Good Feet store at Katara.
Maybe they could find some for those red high heels of yours, mate.
True, your stilettos that you couldn't get.
Give you a bit of comfort.
Well, maybe.
Well, they did say they can do all sorts of shoes.
They can.
Lots of different arch support, maybe even for stilettos.
Maybe they would say you probably shouldn't wear stilettos. Think, they're not the best for your feet in the first place.
I think if they were to care about your feet, I imagine the team at the Good Feet store do, they might suggest that they're not good.
Well, whatever your foot preference is, I was going to say foot fetish, but I'm sure there's another shop for that kind of thing.
Wouldn't you love to work there if you had that?
Whatever your foot issue is, go and have a free fitting and a test walk at the Good Feet store. Go and see the team.
All righty.
Definitely the Good Feet store at Katara.